It's time for Live and Local here at KIOS-FM. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for tuning in today. It's wonderful to be back live at this particular time. When I say Cinco de Mayo, you may have some images appear in your head, the celebration, the colors, the music. Now, when I say Cinco de Mayo, 100th anniversary of Omaha Cinco de Mayo, think about that for a moment. And while you're letting that sink in, historic South 24th Street has been recognized as one of the top 15 great places in America. It draws nearly 125,000 attendees over the three-day weekend from surrounding states. Now we're talking about something on a grand scale. Marcos Moore is the coordinator for the Cinco de Mayo Omaha celebration, and he joins me now. Thank you so much, Marcos. It's good to see you
again. Thank you. Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Ah, bien, amigo. Bien. ¿Y tú?
Yeah, todo bien, gracias.
Oh, this is what a celebration happening. 100 years, it's got to be done large, and you're already doing it large by incorporating the whole city. Can you talk about how the collaborations that are already in place and the ones that are we're looking to have happen?
Yeah, sure. 100 years. The first one was documented in 1920 here in Omaha, Nebraska, right at 24th Street. And but, you know, we thought we'd make it special because the research shows that in those festivals throughout history, the last 100 years, they've been all over town. You know, and I think it was 1955. They had one at the German Society. And then we had some at the Joslin. It was all over town. So we thought, well, what better way to really unite Omaha and make it even greater than what it is to just embrace this 100-year anniversary by collaborating with, you know, everybody in Omaha. So we had a meeting with a lot of entities that do different events, the zoo, Bellevue University, UNO, just a little bit of everybody just to say, hey, what event do you got going? And then we're going to build a community calendar to, you know, recognize these events that are happening all year long.
And so it really ends up being a full year celebration to mark this 100th year of the Latin community coming together and really the Latin community opening up and welcoming everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody. So
it's pretty neat.
You know, it's wonderful to see the diversity. I mean, we were seeing more Omaha just becoming more diverse, and this is just a great example of that.
Oh, absolutely. As you said, things happen all year long. From the festival standpoint itself, there are some things that start as early as March.
Yeah, we've already kind of started. We started our Miss program earlier, so we've been working around the clock with those contestants. But, yeah, we are actually going to be doing it at the Capitol District. That'll be at the Kroc Center. But, yeah, we're going to start off in March with our fashion show. And then we're going to have our banquet in April, and then which will actually be at the Capitol District.
Oh, that's awesome. Of course, the Cinco de Mayo happening in May. Mayo is the Spanish word for May. And it's May 8th through the 10th here at 2020. And from South 24th Street, from F to L is how large this has grown. And I'm assuming, again, this year, you know, you had central places where people could park and then go.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because the other thing, it's kind of a new location, at least on 24th Street. Last year it was from L to P. This year we're actually moving it from F to L, so it's a little more north of where we used to be because we needed more space. So we're going to be about six blocks of, you know, using 24th Street. And the other new thing is it will actually be fenced in. It'll be all fenced in, going all the way down 24th Street from F to L Street. And then the nice thing you talked about parking was parking is obviously still going to be a struggle, but we're going to be closer to the South High parking lot, and we're going to be using, we'll be able to use that parking lot to get a little bit of additional parking. So then what's going to happen that's going to change is the parade is going to be on the other side. It's almost like they're switching. So the parade now will start over by Joe Tess, by U Street, 24th and U, and be heading north, and
okay.
Then they'll turn east on L Street. So that's something new this year.
Sure. Now, if there are people listening right now go, oh my gosh, I'd love to be in the parade. How do I get my organization in the parade? Is there still the ability to do that?
Yeah, you know, we just started registration for everything. So, you know, there is a limitation when we get to the end, which always sells out. But yeah, registration's open for, you know, exhibitors, health fair, the banquet, the parade at CincoDeMayoOmaha.com, and they can go there and register, pay online, and got a lot of new extra features on there that they can do where we're letting them get banners and the parade and ads and different things. So, but all the information is definitely on the website,
I can almost in my head hear magnificent music. You can smell the foods. You can see the Ferris wheel. I mean, this is really, really, really neat. And what's it? I mean, you've been a part of this for how many years now?
Myself?
Yes.
Well, you know, my family's been involved with it since the 30s. So we've been involved with it a long time. My aunts, my uncles, myself. I've been involved since college, so since about 96.
Sure. And for you to be involved in at this level for the 100th year, it's got to be pretty special to you, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It means a lot. And it was amazing to find all the research, you know, every decade. If you go to our website, you'll see something from every decade, pictures and articles, like I said, dating all the way back to the 1920s.
That's magnificent. He is Marcos Mora. He's the coordinator for the Cinco de Mayo Omaha Festival. One can find information at cincodemayoomaha.com. We now return to NPR programming.